Okay.
In compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, this meeting notice was published in the Huntington Review on November 23rd.
You've
got to
put your mic on, Karen.
I think it is on. It's just not close enough. Okay. The agenda has been posted at the Municipal Building and distributed to the Huntington Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the Huntington County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. Would everyone please stand to salute the flag and for a moment of silence in honor of our servicemen and women.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Commissioner Soloway, will you now kindly minister the oath of office to Ms. Cola?
I haven't made a motion yet. We have to make a motion, right?
Nope. Oh, this is the other one.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Okay. There's two.
Turn this way, Beth.
Okay, that's right.
You have to get sworn in first.
Yeah, that's right. Well, there's two, sir. There's two.
I, Beverly Kohler, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States, and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey, that I will bear true faith and allegiance, to the same, and to the governments established in the United States, in this state, under the authority of the people, and that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly perform, the duties of Township Committee Woman, in the Township of Lebanon, County of Huntington, State of New Jersey, according to the best of my ability,
So help me God. Peterson, will you now kindly administer the oath of office to Mr. Wunder?
Yep, you want to be over here. All right.
Right there on the
table.
That's it.
All right.
That's right.
Ready?
I'm ready. That's good, right hand.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
You got a crowd. Look at the crowd. They all came to see you.
Oh,
Hank, Brian,
Wait. A. Wunder.
Your hand is the should be the opposite. Right hand.
The devil made you do it.
Closest to your heart.
There you go.
All right. I, Brian K. Wunder. Do solemnly swear. That I will support the Constitution of the United States. And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey. That I will bear true faith. And allegiance to the same. And to the governments established. In the United States. And in this state. Under the authority of the people. And that I will faithfully, impartially, and justly, perform all the duties, of the Township Committeeman, in the Township of Lebanon, County of Huntington, State of New Jersey, according to the best of my ability. So help me God. Congratulations.
I forgot to sign mine. I forgot to sign mine. I have to do it.
Thank you, Chris.
Congratulations.
Hotline.
Hi, my wife.
Thank you. Yeah, that was what a race.
May I have a nomination for the 2023 Lebanon Township Mayor?
Hi, Brian Wonder. I'm blessed to nominate Honorable Committeewoman Beverly Kohler, 2023 Mayor of Lebanon Township, County of Hunterdon, State of New Jersey.
Second?
I will second that motion.
Roll call?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Well, but the mayor.
Left hand. On the left hand on the Bible, right hand up.
Oh, wrong, it's double D.
Left hand down, right up.
Oh, no, but the other
one. What's that?
Sue.
I'm sorry. It's that's for the committee. Okay.
You ready? I'm ready. Okay. I, Beverly Kohler, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States, and the Constitution of the State of New Jersey, that I will bear true faith and allegiance, to the same, and to the governments established in the United States and in this state under the authority of the people and that I will faithfully impartially and justly perform all the duties of mayor in the township of Lebanon county of Hunterdon state of New Jersey according to the best of my ability so help me God. Congratulations.
Do you sign both of them?
Both. Are there two copies of both?
No, it's just a committee member. Yeah.
Do we have a motion to appoint a deputy mayor?
I'll make that motion. I, Brian Wonder, am blessed to nominate the 2023 deputy mayor, Thomas McKee, Township of Lebanon, County of Hunterdon, State of New Jersey, United States of America.
Second that motion. Roll call?
Yes.
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 Thank you. Okay.
Attorney Roselli, will you kindly administer the oath of office to Mr. McKee?
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear
that I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
And the Constitution of the State of New Jersey.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
And to the governments established.
And to the governments established.
In the United States.
In the United States.
In this state.
In this state.
Under the authority of the people.
Under the authority of the people.
And that I will faithfully.
And that I will faithfully,
impartially,
and justly,
perform all the duties
of Deputy Mayor,
in the Township of Lebanon, County of Hunterdon,
State of New Jersey,
according to the best of my ability,
so help me God.
Thank you.
he comes by to shake his hand. We had a time schedule of being on. We need to go to a party.
That was swearing in.
You're 11 minutes in.
I know.
Thank you.
We're on a time constraint.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, yes.
We're trying to break.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, okay, there are two. I wasn't sure. So, yeah, Sue will have to sign that. Get Sue to sign that later.
Okay, I'm in the right seat. Okay.
Yeah, you're in the right seat. So, with that, we're going to have remarks by the committee members. I'm going to start as the mayor. And I'm going to keep it brief, but the few housekeeping items. We have a party at 7 o'clock or so, 7:15 the latest, to get to at the Glen Gardner Inn. So we're going to keep the pace going with this meeting. And I just wanted to say that I want to welcome Eric Peterson. I want to welcome Sue Soloway for taking the time to come and swear us in. I want to introduce everybody to Mark Roselli, our new township attorney.
And everybody.
There'll be more to follow about him in, you know, future meetings. And I also noticed that Nicole Gallo was in the audience, and she was sworn in last night on the Board of Education. So, with that, I'm just going to read. I'm being very brief because we have time constraint. 2022 was quite a year. Running for elected office through the lengthy process of a primary and then a general election is extremely demanding on so many levels. The demand is multiplied when a person already holds elected office like I do and has a sworn responsibility to continue the township's work for the greater good of the constituents. It requires leadership, a laser focus, a lot of stamina, and the confidence to walk through the storms to get to the other side. I want to thank my constituents for once again electing me to public office for a third time and putting their faith and trust in my abilities. I also want to thank my colleagues on the Township Committee for the confidence to bestow on me the responsibilities that go along with the title of mayor. Looking forward to 2023, there will be no shortage of challenges, including those that put pressure on our limited budget. Our success is going to be directly related to the amount of communication, trust, and the collective talent and efforts of and between every cog in Lebanon Township's wheel. Teamwork, problem-solving, and a sense of community with some fun along the way will make a big difference. We are already well-positioned for success through the seasoned leadership within the ranks of our township committee, our dedicated employees, our competent professionals and contractors, shared service partners, and the many volunteers who love our township and give so selflessly of their time to make Lebanon Township a great community in which to live. Happy New Year, everyone. Let's make it a great one. And with that, I open the floor to any comments you may have, remarks.
I don't have much to add other than what you said. I want to thank Eric and Sue for being here. It means a lot to us, and your help in the past has meant a lot as well. I'm really encouraged by the residents this year who have come out in strength for this township when we needed it. And I hope together we can move forward, and I'm hoping for all a healthy and happy new year. Thank you.
I have a lot to say.
Watch the clock.
But my mentors have told me to keep my powder dry. Thanks to many, especially the public, of course, my wife. I'm going to go back to old school, how I started out, and read a mission statement because I'm very mission statement bound type of person. One of my goals is to demand government to function properly and be accountable. My mission statement has always been, as volunteers, doing volunteering and other types of duties, to speak and represent those unable to speak for themselves, to protect those from in God's creation in the womb to their last breath, including those weak or lack the courage to speak for themselves. And that's pretty much my statement. And I'd just like to say, God, may your name only be glorified above all others and everything else in our lives.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Okay,
Okay, so that moves us to public comment. Can I get a motion to open? And this is agenda items only. Can I get a motion to open the public comment?
We'll make a motion to open the public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. If any members of the public would like to come forward. Seeing none, can I get a motion to close public comment?
So moved.
Second.
This is good. Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so we're going to move right into...
Bill here?
Yeah. we're going to move right into the resolutions. This meeting is different than a lot of the other meetings. Instead of getting into a lot of issues, we're getting into renewal of contracts, renewal of agreements, appointments. So we're going to move at a clip. And as in the past, we kind of take it as a consent agenda. I'm going to do it in groups. So, and then we'll vote on it unless somebody on the committee wants to pull something out and discuss it separately. So the first set of resolutions are it's professional services. Motions to approve resolutions 01-2023 to 03-2023, professional services. The first one, 01-2023, is non-fair and open professional service contracts. And we're entering into agreements with Attorney Mark Roselli of Roselli, Griegel, Lozier, and Lazaro, and he's hereby appointed as the municipal attorney for the 2023 year.
Thank you.
Okay. Robert Martucci of Martucci Engineering is hereby appointed Lebanon Township Municipal Engineer for the 2023 year. James Kyle of Kyle McManus Associates is hereby appointed the Lebanon Township Professional Planner for the year 2023. Tara Santangelo of Gebhardt and Kiefer is hereby appointed Lebanon Township Tax Attorney for the year 2023. And Matt Bonaventura of Grow and Dyke Associates in Lebanon Township is hereby appointed the Lebanon Township Insurance Agent for 2023. So with that, is there any discussion? If not, can I get a motion to approve Resolution 01-2023 to 01-2023, I should say. Maybe I'll just keep going. Hang on a second here. O2 is a resolution authorizing the award of the non-fair and open contract for the municipal auditor. And that would be going to Ardito and Company. They've been our auditor for quite a while now. And Resolution 0323 is for professional service appointments. And that's for, you know, engineers, other professional experts. And Steve Rogut of Rogut McCarthy Troy LLC is hereby appointed as bond counsel for the Township of Lebanon for the year 2023. Scott Mitzner is hereby appointed Clinton Township Lebanon Township Municipal Court Public Defender for the 2023 year. Catherine Erickson is hereby appointed Clinton Township Lebanon Township Municipal Court Prosecutor for the 2023 year. Jordan Rickards is hereby appointed Clinton Township, Lebanon Township Assistant Municipal Court Prosecutor for the 2023 year. And just so that you know, we have shared services with Clinton Township with the court. That's why all of the appointments. Pamela Matthews, a professional engineer of Van Cleef Engineering, is hereby appointed as Tax Map Maintenance Engineer for the year 2023. So... Is there any discussion among the committee on any of those three resolutions?
I'll make that motion to approve Resolution 01-2023-203-2023, appointing our professional services.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Moving on to that, now we go to resolutions. This is Resolutions 4-2023 to 23-2023. The first is for the temporary municipal budget, and this is to establish a temporary budget so that we can pay our bills. It'll consist of 26.25% of the 2022 municipal budget of $4,972, or $972,554, which totals $1,305,295. Can I get, we'll just take these as consensus as well. Okay. Then we have Resolution 5-2023, which establishes the annual meeting notice schedule for the Township Committee, which is basically the first and third Wednesdays of every month at 7 o'clock. And, of course, there are other special meetings, but this establishes the main meeting. Then we have Resolution 06-2023, which designates the official newspaper, which is the Hunterdon Review, the Hunterdon County Democrat, are the official newspapers. Official notices may also be published in the Express Times, Newark Star Ledger, and Courier News to meet time constraints on certain meetings and items. Resolution number 07-2023 is for the payment of taxes, and basically what that does is it fixes the interest rate for non-payment of taxes following the statutory rate of 8% for the first $1,500 and then 18% per annum on any amount over $1,500 to be calculated from the day the tax was payable. It also establishes a grace period, and it establishes that computed interest under a dollar will be no charge and establish a flat penalty of 6% per annum for any amount over $10,000 delinquent at the end of the year. Okay, resolution number 8-2023 is the authorization to cancel property tax credits and delinquencies. It allows the tax collector to cancel property tax credit and or delinquencies of less than $5 without seeking further action by the Township Committee. Resolution 09-2023 is the authorization to file corrective appeals, and this authorizes the attorney to respond to tax appeals and defensive appeals filed with the County Board of Taxation. Resolution number 10-2023 is the authorization to sign documents, and it gives the mayor, the deputy mayor, the township clerk, the deputy clerk, and the chief financial officer, and possibly a township administrator of the Township of Lebanon as municipal officers to sign documents on the township's behalf. Resolution 11-2023 is the authorization for the CFO to issue certain checks and remit payroll taxes. It authorizes our CFO to issue certain checks and remit payroll taxes to the state of New Jersey, payments to the County of Hunter and Lebanon Township Board of Education, and to remit federal holding and Social Security taxes, among dog license, among other things, marriage licenses. Resolution 12-2023 is the designation of depositories, and this establishes our banks and depositories. PNC Bank is one of our primary. We also have PPAC Gladstone, TD Bank, and the New Jersey Cash Management Fund are designated as depositories as well for our cash. Resolution number Lucky 13-2023 is the cash management plan. This establishes the various procedures and requirements for how the township holds its cash, which tend to be conservative. Resolution number 14-2023 establishes a return check fee of $20 per check. Resolution 15-2023 is the cancellation of tax sale certificates. This authorizes that the mayor and tax collector be the duly authorized individuals to endorse the cancellation of tax sale certificates. Resolution number 16-2023 refers to tonnage grant application resolution. And its tonnage grants are recycling grants that are used to encourage local source separating and recycling programs within the township. This particular resolution endorses the submission of recycling tonnage grant applications to the New Jersey DEP and designates Joanne Fasinelli to ensure that the application is properly filed. Resolution number 17-2023 is regarding raffles and games of chance, and this particular resolution authorizes our clerk to issue certain games of chance licenses, gives the clerk the authority to process raffle applications for select groups of organizations that are known to us without having to take committee action. So right now we have Voorhees Vikings Booster Club, St. John Neumann Church, Voorhees High School PTSO, the Friends of Memorial Park, and the High Bridge PTO is on the list. Okay, resolution number 18-2023 is a resolution authorizing the engagement of a municipal court administrator. This ratifies the appointment of Municipal Court Administrator Kimberly Marino as part of our shared court, which is operated by Clinton Township. Resolution number 19-2023 is the Deputy Emergency Management Coordinators. These are annual appointments, and both of these individuals are extremely qualified for the position. The first is Police Sergeant from our Police Department, Robert Plimpton, and also Karsten Janes, who's the president of Lebanon Township Fire Department. Glad to have them as Deputy Emergency Management Coordinators, along with the chief. Resolution number 2023, this authorizes the renewal of Lebanon Township's participation in a joint insurance fund. It's statewide insurance, and we are in that fund with many other towns in the state of New Jersey, and then you kind of share the risk. So that is to renew the fund, the membership in the fund. Resolution 21-2023 authorizes the appointment of Groen-Dykes Associates over in Lebanon Township as the risk management consultant. And this is because when you join the statewide fund, the bylaws say you have to have a risk management consultant. Okay. Then we have 22-2023, statewide insurance fund resolution appointing a fund commissioner. This is another one that by bylaw you have to have. This authorized the appointment of Clerk Karen Sandors as the fund commissioner and Warren Gabriel, our DPW manager, as the alternate commissioner for 2023. Okay. And then we have resolution number 23-2023, authorizing a member participation in a cooperative price. It's perfect. Yeah, great. So this is entering into cooperative pricing agreement, and this one is near and dear to my heart because I have an IT project going on, and we're working with the Educational Services Commission over on Hoffman Crossing, and they're doing a bang-up job on getting us up to date on everything, working with our website. So we needed to enter into a co-op agreement in order to do that. So that is Resolution 23-2023 with the Hunterdon County Educational Services Commission. Okay, so with that, that takes us to what we can do the consensus or the consent vote on that. So if there are any discussion among the committee with this?
I have none.
No, I have none.
Can I get a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve resolutions 04-2023 to 23-2023.
Okay.
I second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. That brings us to resolution 24-2023, which is the resolution supporting individual rights and affirming the protection of those rights. And if those of you who you were here last year, we had a lengthy discussion during the reorg meeting about what level we should keep this at, and we decided we're going to support the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. We're not going to get into amendments, but we just want people to understand that we support the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and protect, you know, the rights of the people. And this gets circulated to all the employees and volunteers in the township, and you know, it was very well written. Actually, Mr. Guy Wilson took a crack at taking our, we had an A, a B, and a C. He wrote a C, and we fixed it from there as a committee. He did a good job on that. So so that one is a standalone. So any discussion on that one?
I'll make a motion to support resolution and move it forward, number 24-2023, affirming and protecting those rights of the individuals.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, which leads us to ordinance number 20. This is our first ordinance, so we're going to be introducing this ordinance tonight, and then we have a public hearing scheduled for February 1st, 2023, at which time we would consider adopting the ordinance. And this is an ordinance to exceed the municipal budget appropriation limits and to establish a cap bank. And basically what this ordinance does is authorizes a budget to increase 3.5% above the prior year. It doesn't create a budget that's 3.5% higher, but it gives that flexibility, and it allows that if we don't budget up to that 3.5% increase, we can take what we haven't spent and put it in a cap bank to be used in the next 2 years forward. And the CFO recommends this for flexibility purposes.
Yes, it does.
So.
This is an introduction.
Yes. Yeah, so can I get a motion to introduce Ordinance 2023-01, Ordinance to Exceed the Municipal Budget Appropriations Limits Cap Bank?
I'll make that motion to approve or introduce Ordinance Number 2023-01, Municipal Budget Appropriation Limits and Establishing a Cap Bank.
Public hearing to be February 1st, 2023.
Yeah. Roll call.
Second. Yes.
Oh, yes, right. This. Go ahead.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. That was the toughest one. Okay. Okay. Ordinance number 2023-02 is this is introducing an ordinance, and it's going to have a public hearing on February 15th. We pushed it out a little bit because we're getting tighter regulations from the state regarding floodplain hazards. And I don't know if you want to get into it, but we went from a Tier B to a Tier A. This kind of was just we just got notified of this, and this is a big deal.
Right.
So
our
really
engineers have put some time into it. It's a repeal of what we had before, and it's more of an updated version that puts more pressure on the floodplains administrator, and it helps with our national floodplain insurance also being involved with this and improving our floodplain administration. So it's an amendment or a repeal of our old one, and we're introducing a new one, and I think most municipalities are facing the same issue as we are.
Mm-hmm. So, any discussion other than that?
No. It's going to be public hearings on February 15th.
Yeah.
And I'll motion to introduce ordinance number 2023-02.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Oh, and what I did want to mention about that is the DEP approved it on December 8th, and that we're going to send this to the planning board, and that's one of the reasons why we're waiting till the 15th, because we want people to have time to comment on this. So, okay, with that, we're going to move into the section where we talk about salaries, and this is the ordinance that establishes the 2023 salaries for officers, employees of the township, but it's a range of salaries. And then once this gets approved after the public hearing, which will be on the 18th, then we can have resolutions put forth with specific salaries in them. So this is going to be a motion to introduce. I don't know if we don't have to read through all of this. Do we have to read through this?
Well.
Yeah. Okay. So any discussion?
I'd like a raise.
I'd like an extra zero put at the end of this one.
Okay. Okay. So, do we have a motion to approve
I'll make a motion to introduce ordinance number 2023-03, salaries. Public hearing to be held January 18th, 2023.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, and then this is some of the more fun. Took a lot of work, but fun. These are the annual appointments, 2023 appointments, and I'm going to read the names of these. For 2023, Deputy Clerk Kimberly Jacobus, Assessment Search Officer Karen Sandors, Municipal Housing Liaison Gail Glassoff, DPW Assistant Supervisor Kevin Rivers, Fire Official Gary Apgar, OEM Deputies, which we already appointed via resolution, but I'm going to mention them again, Karsten Janes and Rob Plimpton, Special Class 2, Alan Garacy, Police Class 2, Police Matron is vacant right now, Official Tax Searcher, Anne Marie Sylvia, Issuer of Subdivision Certificates, Gail Glassoff, State Historian is vacant right now, the PERC Witness is Joseph Modulewski, the PERC witness alternate is Kurt Hoffman. The public agency compliance officer is vacant. The recycling coordinator is Joanne Fasinelli. The recycling coordinator assistant would be Jan Gibbous. Is there a motion to endorse those appointments? Because we're going to take this in groups.
I'll make that motion as stated by the mayor.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. In unison. Stereo. Okay, then we move into the standing board. So the Board of Health is a one-year term, and it consists of all of us and the tax assessor and the clerk, and then we have a school nurse. So it's Tom McKee, Bev Kohler, Brian Wunder, Mike Schmidt, Abe Abakowski, Patricia Payne is the school nurse, the medical professional that is required by state, Erica Brandmeier, the assessor, Karen Sandors, the secretary of the Board of Health. For the historians, and again, getting into these standing committees here, not all the appointments are made today. There are going to be other appointments forthcoming. So this is what we have at this point in time, and there are vacancies. So historians, one-year term, Victor Hoffman, Nina Savoia, Susan Donovan, Lori Hoffman, Maria Nacarado, Lou Baldino, Jean Lang, and there were two vacancies. There was one, but Brian, you're here now, so you're not over there. So, okay, Library Commission, one-year term, Barbara O'Rourke, Jan Gibbous, Melanie Ryan, Debbie Bernardo, Dawn Peterman, Victor Hoffman, Patty Wentz. Okay, the Park Committee, one-year term, Kimberly Jacobus, Greg Cahill, Joanne Letters, Anthony Comfortini, Doug Springer, Michael Falconeri, Drew DePalma, Hunter Cryan, Kaney Monahan, and Tamara Dunning, and there's one vacancy. Let's make a motion to endorse the standing committee appointments. Make a motion, somebody?
I'll make a motion, and that went from the Board of Health, Historians, Library Commission, to Park Committee. I'll make a motion to approve those appointments.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, then we go into some of the other commissions and representation, which Recycling Commission, one-year term, Jan Gibbous, and we have a vacancy on that. Representative to the Solid Waste Advisory Council is vacant because we really don't have a solid waste situation here in Lebanon Township. Musconetcong River Management Council, one-year term, Nancy Lawler, liaison, Eric Hendrickson, alternate. The Agricultural Advisory Committee is a one-year term, Adam Ambielli, Al Nagy, and Gary Milkowski. Any discussion on those appointments? Can I get a motion to endorse those appointments?
I'll make a motion to approve those appointments. Recycling Commission, Representative to SWAC, which is a vacancy, Musconetcong River Management Council, and Ag Advisory Committee. I'll make that motion to approve those appointments.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, now this is what I've been spending a lot of time on, and it's a good team effort. Planning board members. There are multiple classes of planning board member, class one through class four. It depends on what the term is and where they're coming from and all that. So what we have here so far is class one, and this term expires 12/23. It's a one-year term. It's a mayoral appointment, and it's either the mayor or it's a mayor's designee. I've been on the planning board for the past couple of years, and the continuity, I think I need to continue on the planning board because we have a lot going on there right now. So I'm going to take that on. Class two, we're going to appoint Michael Falconeri to the unexpired term that expires at the end of 12/23. And class three, the term expires 12/23. It's a township committee appointment, and I would like to nominate Abe Abakowski to the class three membership. Okay. So I would like to nominate Abe Abakowski to the class three term, which is a one-year term. Can I get a?
Yeah. I mean, okay, we'll do him individually. Then we'll do him
all right. Well, okay. Well, you know, all right. Let's do it. No, let's. We'll continue
I'll
on.
I'll make a motion to support that as the Class 3 Township Committee appointment.
Okay.
Abe Abakowski to fill that position for a one-year term.
And considering he's not here, I'll second
Okay.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So then we go into the Class 4 positions. Josh Rich. Term expires 12/26. What is this going to be? 60 years on the committee, Josh? You have what do you have now? 52 years, I think.
Yeah.
Something like that. Okay, so my hat goes off to you. So Josh Rich for the Class 4, his new term expires 12/26. Class 4, there's a vacancy right now, but that's being held for the Environmental Open Space Commission, which must, if you have a commission, you have to have them a member sit on the planning board. So they're going to be interviewing on the 17th, I believe, for that position, and then we can appoint after that. For the Class 4 alternate one is E.J. Skidmore. His term expires 12/24, and then a Class 4 alternate two, Karen Zatika. Her term would expire 12/23, a one-year term. Let's just vote on the planning board ones. Any discussion?
Or, no.
Okay, so we'll do Abe again, and we make a motion. Somebody make a motion to endorse or approve the appointments of the planning board members.
I'll make that motion as stated by the mayor.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, Board of Adjustment members are a township committee appointment. They're all vacant right now. There are three Class 4s. One is an alternate. Two of them are four-year terms. One is an unexpired four-year term that ends in 24. Another is a vacant two-year term that expires in 25. Now, the interviews, I talked to Wayne Eberly, and they're conducting interviews on January 25th. He's the head of the Board of Adjustment. And so they'll be naming some people for that, and then we can come back recommendations, and we can make the appointments. some more mayoral appointments, and then we'll vote consent. Recreation team, Meredith Tires, 5-year term expires 12/27, and then there are 3 vacancies, 2 unexpired terms, 1 is an alternate 1, and then there's a vacant alternate 2. Environmental and Open Space Commission, Sharon Petzinger, 3-year term expires 12/25. Warren Newman, 3-year term expires 12/25. And vacancy alternate number 2 expires 12/24. There's a vacancy. Adam just resigned from the Environmental Open Space Commission. We thank him for all of his hard work. I think he had 10 years on it. His term expires. It's unexpired 12/23. And then a chair will be a mayoral appointment, and the EOSC members are going to discuss it at their 1-9 meeting, make a recommendation to us, and then we'll take a vote on it or approve it. So I guess we need a motion to go from the mayoral appointments of the Recreation and Environmental and Open Space Commission. We need a motion to approve those appointments.
I'll make that motion as stated by the mayor.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, yes. Okay, next, and I'm going to listen to what you said. I'm going to point out these are committee liaison roles and positions that are not really appointments. What's happened all along is the mayor has kind of decided how we're going to structure ourselves to take on different liaison roles, but everybody has to realize any one of us can look into any area or go to any meeting. We might have to put a notice in the paper if there are more than 2 of us. Sometimes we want to go to a Board of Education meeting, and you'd have to put that in the paper if 3 of us are there, if it's budgets or something we want to hear about. So this is how I structured us for this year. I have myself as liaison into IT Educational Services Commission, the Planning Board Class 1, COA, and insurance, so that I can work with the fund commissioner and risk manager. Mr. McKee, or Deputy Mayor McKee, administration in an operations role. He's going to handle a lot of the day-to-day structure around Lebanon Township. Fire Department, legal matters, municipal court, park committee, historians, and museum. Committeeman Schmidt will be finance. He's really good at that. Environmental Open Space Commission, Open Space Coordinator, Highlands Council, and the Recreation Commission. Mr. Wonder will be DPW, Buildings and Grounds, Police Department, Emergency Management, FEMA, and he will be liaison into the zoning officer until we get a reporting structure set up in town, and then we may not need that position anymore. Veterans Haven, Food Pantry, Relocation Assistance Officer. Abe Abakowski will be handling a newly created position I call Administration, Organizational Strategy and Development /HR. He's going to be working on the Policy and Procedures Manual, putting together agenda policies. Anytime we need a policy because things aren't running as streamlined as we'd like them to be, Abe is going to be our go-to guy, but that personnel guide is something that he really has to jump on. And then eventually we'll have some org charts so that people understand who's reporting to who and who works with who. Okay, so then he's also got Planning Board Class 3, which we just, appointed him, Municipal Coordinator of Hunterdon County Senior Services, Local Schools, and Library. And the chair of the Board of Health will be determined at the first Board of Health meeting. We always take a vote. It's usually the new person, but there are a couple of new people newly elected this time.
How come you have the least amount of lines and everybody else has more?
Because you told me to do that. I'd be too busy to be handling police and fire. Okay. So now we move into, we have 2 township contracts. One is for John Fleming, our zoning officer. And it's for the 2023 year. Any discussion?
Nope.
Motion to approve?
You want to do both of them together? Or?
No, I'll do this one separately.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve zoning officer contract agreement, John Fleming.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, and then we have an agreement to design and maintain the Lebanon Township newsletter, and this would be for the 2023 year, and it's between the Township of Lebanon and Robbie Lynn Mwangi. And That's a so. Any discussion on that? It's the status quo.
Yeah.
And then, can I get a motion to?
I'll make that motion to approve Robbie Lynn as the newsletter editor.
Second.
And the contract as stated.
Yeah. And it had backup information too, so that's good. Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, we're almost, we were doing really well here. This is great. Okay, so now we have presentation of the vouchers.
I think you only have one voucher.
That's it. So, and this is, this is the January 2023 school tax for the Township of Lebanon, Lebanon Township Board of Education, $1,110,860.50. And that's all that I have that apply. Oh, they're both with me. Okay. All right. Hang on a second. Oh, there you go. The second one is the Township of Lebanon North Hunterdon and Voorhees Regional High School January 2023 school tax, $1,013,901. Okay. So none for neither.
The total voucher list?
Well, yeah. So nobody else has any?
Nope.
Okay.
No, that's it.
Okay, so the total voucher list is $2,124,761.50. Can I get a motion to approve the voucher list?
I'll make a motion to approve the voucher list as stated.
I don't know. That's a lot of money.
It's the two school taxes. That's what it is.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, and with that... I'm going to open it up to public comment for anything you want to talk about. So can I get a motion to open the public comment?
I'll make a motion to open the public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Everybody, they all want to go to...
What a great crowd.
I just want to thank the committee, the new committee. Congratulations, Mayor. Congratulations, Deputy Mayor. Brian, I'm not really sure about congratulations. Welcome, our attorney.
Thank you.
Thank you to all the volunteers and everybody that really
makes
this
nice.
Whole
oh,
yeah, function.
Yeah, yeah.
It's been a tough year. I can attest to it. I'm not involved, but I can witness what has gone on. And just thank you, everybody. Here's to a good 2023 and making our township the best it can be.
That's great. Any other public comments? Seeing none, can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Oh, wait. It's Russ. Russ.
Let's stay parks.
Too late, they already voted.
Yeah. I didn't win? No.
Russ Snyder, 456 West Hill Road. Who's in charge of, like, the parks committee and stuff? Like, the... Is that you, Tom?
Department?
Oh, you mean the liaison into the parks?
Yeah,
that's going to be Tom.
This is a minor question. I was in the park today at McQuinn Woods behind your house there. And I don't know if you guys seen it yet or if it's been discussed, but there was like this really crazy fungus on a lot of the trees back there. It's like black and it looks like a tar.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I mean, I took a couple pictures of it. You guys... I'd like somebody to check it out because it looked like it was actually where it was laying on the trees and the branches or something. It looked like it was starting to like kill that part of that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Something like I never seen. It was like
a spinal aerophilus.
Like a buildup of black. It's like it's part of the trees.
Yeah. I saw that on a fruit tree one time. It sounds like something I saw.
Yeah.
We can check it out. Where in the park is it?
Yeah. Just down in the McQuinn Woods. Like, you know, you could
the McQuinn Woods Park.
That's what
okay.
I saw back.
Oh, it's county. Yeah, that's county.
County.
But
that's open space.
I was going to say, I'm not going to punt, but since you volunteered, I'm not. Okay. No other public comment?
Closed public comment? Did we make that motion?
No. Not yet, because we waited for Russ.